Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Yeah!
Hi, everybody. This is Amanda Bones.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling. No episode number. Today, we're going to cover The New Day versus The Usos, WWE Hell in a Cell 2017.
Yes.
Before we start, we just want to give you guys a heads up.
We're having a real rough week. So we have two special guests. Mine, you can probably hear some wonderful purrings or her currently rubbing her face on the microphone. My little orange tabby cat Cricket got spayed this week last week, and she will not let me not hold her. So this is a thing that's currently happening.
And then on my end, my jerk of a cat, Kevin, decided to puke all weekend. So I took him to the vet, and the vet basically was like, oh, he just had a really gnarly hairball. So today was his first day eating a whole serving of food and not little halves. So he's very excited, and he's an extra dickhead right now. So please excuse the yelling at Kevin, because it's gonna happen.
Yeah, you're gonna hear yelling at Kevin, you're gonna hear Cricket purring loudly, and me probably saying ouch a lot because she is making tiny biscuits on my lap and her nails are razor sharp. So we're just, I mean, if everyone can just cut us a little break this week, we'd appreciate it. This is free ASMR for all of you who are into that. I got kitty purrs. Amanda's got cat sneezes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got cat sneezes. He stopped. Oh, wait, he's coming over to say something. Never mind. He's gone.
We also both have cat fountains going at the same time.
Too. There we go. Here's Kevin's. This is the sound of Kevin trying to open a cabinet door to hide. But it won't open.
And normally we cut these things out, but you know, maybe this week we're just gonna go full force, lean into our pet ASMR.
God, you can just hear how crazy it truly is while we record, because Kevin's like this no matter if he feels good or not.
Yeah.
All right, let's get started with some stats.
Let's hear these sick stats, bro.
Six stats. So I wasn't able to find, let's not lie. It's not that I wasn't able to find it. It's that I didn't look very hard. So I have the combined build weight of each tag team, but not the individual weight of each member.
Oh, I could probably make that happen for you.
I'm sure we can find it. I just didn't feel like looking that hard. So for New Day, the combined weight is 417 pounds. It's Kingston is 6 foot and Woods is 5'11".
Yeah, but that's not who's in this tag.
No, because the freaking E is in there. And Big so, E. So, you know, I failed on stats for New Day this time. So I bet combined weight is even more because Big E's E's in there.
Let's see.
And then for the Usos, combined weight is 479 pounds. And then Jay's 6'2 and Jimmy is 6'3. Those dudes are huge.
Oh, yeah. So Big E is 5'11 and 285.
Oh, okay.
That so him and Wood. Xavier Woods are who they're wrestling.
Briefly, before we go into this match, I've never seen the Usos before, so that was new for me.
Okay.
But I have seen the New Day. They showed up on, because they're on Raw. And they showed up for that stupid ass show thing that The Miz does.
I don't know what that is.
It's the stupidest shit in the entire world. Basically, The Miz sits in like a director's chair in the middle of the ring and has like a talk show.
Oh, Miz TV.
Oh my God, it's so stupid. So stupid. So the New Day came on The Miz's fucking show one time and they essentially took over and it was fantastic. And Woods was like playing the trombone or something the whole time.
So the trombone has a name.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
The trombone's name's Francesca.
Francesca.
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic information.
You see several Francescas in this match.
We do. I should have done an instrument count, and I didn't, and I feel bad about it. I may go back.
Yeah, there is a lot of kendo sticks. There was a lot of random chains.
There was a random chain. It was like such a random birthday party grab bag of things coming out from underneath the ring.
I liked that the New Day's kendo sticks were colored to match them as well.
Oh yes, I noticed that. That was very pleasant. It made for like fun swings when they were hitting people with it.
Oh yeah.
So this is a Hell in a Cell match, which are like my all-time favorite because they usually tend to be they tend to go like two ways. You're either going to be super brutal and bloody or they're just going to be really badass.
Yeah.
Cricket, we're going to need you to sit still, bud.
She has not stopped wiggling for like the past 5 minutes.
She's just like wiggling all over the place.
It's because she's trying to lick her stupid stomach and she can't get to it. So she's real frustrated.
She has a donut on. So she's just like extra special right now.
Yeah, it's she's
super cute.
She looks like the IKEA monkey in her little coat, but it's a donut and she's being very bad. Okay, so before we start diving into the match, there's a thing missing from live pay-per-views that I, deep in my soul, have missed so much, and that is Sean Dang. If someone could tell me how Sean Dang's doing, I just miss him so much. Sean Dang is the Mandarin commentator for WWE, and he is usually the last name that gets said when they go through the commentators. Corey Graves always has shit to say, but listen, Sean Dang is an angel. And so I just hope he's doing okay.
All right, somebody give us a check-in on this guy.
Yeah, please, on Sean Dang.
Can we do a wellness check, please? Okay, we're in the ring. Bell, I don't even know if the bell gets rung before these guys start diving out of the ring to go underneath the ring to grab all the goddamn props.
Literally everything.
Prop.
I know that you're super into stats. I had some like little back information or backstory to what was happening at this Hell in a Cell, because apparently it started at SummerSlam. The New Day and the Usos were back and forth a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Usos defeated New Day at SummerSlam and then they got it back, I believe, 2 weeks later on SmackDown.
Oh my God.
So they were going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. The Usos like wanted a street fight. I don't remember the Sin City SmackDown. I guess that maybe that took place in Vegas. I don't know. But anyway, they basically just called out the New Day and said, hey, we want our match. And New Day said, okay, but we're doing it at Hell in a Cell. And it will be in a cell. So that's how we have this happening.
Sweet.
I realize I don't do enough backstory for you. And I'm just like, here, deal with it.
You're all, here's a match. Backstory doesn't, I mean, not to be a jerk, but you can always kind of gather a little bit of backstory, because let's be real, it's not like we're creating so extravagantly new storylines,
right,
that we can't gather what's going on.
Well, I mean, this is a new one. No, I'm just kidding. It's basically
the same. It's new because there's a trombone.
Well, that's not even new, because they've had the trombone for forever.
This is true.
Okay, so also, so we don't get confused, I don't know if you caught onto this, Jimmy has no fringe, Jay has fringe. There you go. That's how you tell their shirts apart.
Okay. I did notice that one seemed to have fringe and one did not, so that's helpful until they take their t-shirts off and have all the same tattoos.
Yeah, I was even like, I'm like, oh, Jimmy's the more heavily tattooed one, then I'm like, oh no, they're both the same.
I was trying to find like other distinguishing factors. I feel like one of them has longer hair than the other, mm-hmm. or like one stayed in a ponytail longer or something,
or slightly different facial hair.
Yeah, it's so slight though that yeah. you can't tell the difference.
This was also the first match of the night, which turned out to be a cute little banger of a match.
Okay, it was the first match of the night.
Yeah,
you know, pay-per-views confuse me a little bit, because like they come out with like the craziest match first, and I'm like, shouldn't this be like the last match that we go over?
Yeah, seriously.
So I find that to be super interesting. It even happened at fucking Royal Rumble. I was like, what, we're doing, wait, hold on, Goldberg and McIntyre's first? You've been leading up to this fight for weeks, and this is what we're starting with?
Well, that was them being nice to us and giving us not a just dumb match. Over.
Update on Cricket. She's currently chewing on Ashley's hoodie strap. It's the cutest thing in the entire world.
Everyone could probably hear it. She's very loud.
Surprise, I can't hear it.
Okay, well then maybe that's a good thing. Oh my god, yeah, she's just straight clawing me because she's trying to get the string on my hoodie. That's fine, it's keeping her busy.
All right.
Yeah, so in this we have Xavier Woods and Big E, mm-hmm. and then Kofi was on the outside, kind mm-hmm. of, you know, cheering them boys on because he wasn't supposed to be in the ring since there's only 2-on-2.
That's true. He had very cute buns in his hair. They were super cute, like space buns.
I also really like these outfits. Up, up, down, down is Xavier Woods' like gaming channel.
Up, up, down, down. Isn't that a cheat code?
Yeah. So that's his whole thing, is like he has a video game side of himself. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's really cute and fun. And my boy Cesaro's on it quite a bit.
What? Cesaro plays video games?
Cesaro is a huge video game nerd.
What? He looks like he would just be the most serious dude ever.
Nope.
Yeah.
Very goofy, very silly boy.
I don't even understand. He does not look like he has a funny bone in his body. He looks like he's just going to be the most serious dickhead ever.
No.
This is so surprising to me.
Very silly. Okay. Like you said, basically so many weapons came out freaking right off the bat.
They like dispersed to underneath the platform and just started, like, they came out with a chair, a random chain, and two kendo sticks.
Yeah,
and one of them was brightly colored.
Yes.
And then like a chair gets thrown and boom, we're on.
I was just waiting for some thumbtacks to come out or something, but I'm like, okay, maybe it's a little too early in the match.
I feel like thumbtacks are not a very popular prop.
Not for WWE. That's for sure.
They don't like blood, I bet.
Well, they do like, I don't know. They do like blood, but maybe like, I feel like thumbtacks are very graphic. Whereas like, you can be bleeding out and be like, oh, you just got punched real hard, when that's not true. But But I feel like thumbtacks are pretty graphic.
I mean, I definitely cringe more with thumbtacks.
Yeah, but they're so fun. Anyway.
There was absolutely no color in this match at all.
There's no color. But you know what? Still a banger for Hell in a Cell.
Totally. I'll be honest. It started a little slow for me.
Really? Because Biggie like flew through those ropes to spear Jimmy Uso, and it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. He totally, it was like the most beautiful it was one of the most beautiful spears I have seen thus far. That is for certains. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate that like all four of the members were in at the same time. It wasn't like a legitimate tag team shit, which I had just recently talked about.
Yes, you're right. Like,
why aren't all the members just fighting it all the time?
Well, there you go. It's in a Hell in a Cell that happens.
Yay. Thanks for making my dreams come true, Ashley.
No problem.
So they do a couple, they didn't do a ton of sick tag team moves together, but they did do a couple of them. And I'm just wondering, like, so Big E picks up Woods with the chain at one point in like wrapped around his knuckles.
Yeah.
Then like Big E just kind of like lifts him really quick and like slams him down on one of the Usos.
Yeah.
I'm like, does this offer you some extra force?
Yeah, because you got Big E throwing a whole man on you.
I guess that's true. Big E is such a big dude.
Yeah, but he's beautiful.
The first time I ever saw him, I was like, that dude is a fucking brick wall of a person.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Like,
oh my God, it's fucking crazy. Everybody was flying into the chain link fence.
Everybody was an insane person at that point.
I feel like majority of the moves and fighting happened outside of the ring within that small space they offer between the ring and the fence.
Yeah, a lot of it was that for sure.
And there was one point one of the announcers was like, oh my God, the cell just moved like 2 feet. And I was like, really though? Stop it. Did it. Come on, man. Although part of me's like,
sorry, go ahead.
I feel like Big E could just like walk, like hit the chain link and start walking, and it would totally just move.
Maybe. Yeah, I was gonna say your heavy steel cage.
Yes, your heavy steel cage. Gosh. Scotty telling me everything's aluminum just makes me think like everything's super lightweight, and so it's just very easily moved or bent.
Yeah. Yeah. So one thing I thought was funny, it was like, okay, so we got every weapon in the beginning. So once we got all those weapons out, then we talked about this briefly earlier, but Francesca comes out, and then Francesca 2.0 comes out, which at this point I think is Francesca 3.0. And then a fucking cowbell.
Yes, the cowbell, and then a goddamn gong comes out.
Gong came out.
I love that all of the instruments were used on people. I even have a note that's like, from musician to wrestler.
Yeah.
A Woods story.
So after that, the Usos kind of get the upper hand because they straight deck Xavier Woods with a chair.
Yeah.
And then Big E gets a nice little super kick to the face, which Big E's faces, please, I just want all of them all the time because he has the silliest faces and he just like reacts so well to everything.
I was thinking that the Usos react really well to everything. I just love that if you hit the Usos, they like rise a little on the floor, like they're wiggling around for a few seconds after you've hit them like a fish out of water, and it's the funniest fucking thing to me.
Yeah,
super dramatic. I dig it.
Oh. Sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead, you got it.
The announcers, back to all the instruments, at a point one of the announcers, I never know who they are or who says what, but somebody's like, instruments of destruction, and I fucking laughed so hard.
There was a lot of like really funny little things. I think at one point from the outside, Kofi said, finish him, finish him.
He's just got like, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I was just like, oh wow, we're bringing freaking Mortal Kombat in here too.
I feel like the sound the kendo sticks makes on their bodies has to fucking hurt so bad.
Dude, and the way that they were like at one point, this is before my favorite thing, which was kendo stick jail, but when they had Xavier Woods like down by the ring post and they were just straight slapping that man with kendo sticks back and forth, I was just like, I don't want to watch this part.
I feel like it hurts even more than the like backhanded slap thing that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's fuck, man. It's so intense. It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
Can we go back and talk about kendo stick jail?
Yeah, absolutely. Because one, I've never seen that before. Two, what a genius way to use kendo sticks.
Like, yeah, kendo stick jail is my favorite thing I've ever seen.
I love that we're calling it kendo stick jail.
Well, that's what he said. He's like, you said you were gonna put us in a penitentiary or something, and so we're gonna put you in jail. And then he made a jail out of kendo sticks using the freaking cage. It was so good, and it looked like it really hurt.
It did look like he was stuck in there pretty good for a second until one of the kendo sticks got knocked loose. It's funny because there was a moment where the Usos had the kendo sticks and they were beating the shit out of everybody. And I was like, you know, the third tag team member outside, I'm waiting for them to just like shove a kendo stick through the hole and knock them out or something.
Yeah. I actually thought Kofi was going to interfere a lot more than he did. And he really didn't.
He didn't. I thought for sure he was going to find a way into the fucking death trap. And he stayed where he was supposed to.
He more was just like a hype man, because I know when Xavier was kind of like in the corner, he's like, get up, come on, you can do it. And then the whole finish him thing. Yeah, so he was a good cheerleader.
I like that he didn't find a way in or like mess with any of the outcome at all. Like it was kind of cool to see two tag teams fight fair.
Yeah, like do their actual shit.
Yeah, like because we don't see that often. Usually it's like, oh, one team's pinned the other one and then the fucking member comes and like knocks them off and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was very nice seeing a two teams like fight fair and use what they had and follow the rules.
Yeah agreed. And it still be like a pretty sick match.
Yes. Okay, tell me if you noticed this also.
Okay,
maybe I'm seeing things, who knows. I feel like Big E had a little heart shape on his b-hole.
Yeah, his singlet ripped.
Okay, I wasn't sure what was going on. I just noticed all of a sudden in the b-hole area a little something.
I couldn't tell at first, and then I was like, they kind of zoomed like up in there, and I was like, oh, okay, he fully ripped part of his singlet, but thankfully he either has them double layered or he was wearing something underneath.
He's a smart man.
Yeah, because oh my god, could you imagine? There have been times, like I remember AJ Styles straight ripped the ass crack out of his tights and there was a lot of butt.
Nobody wants to see AJ Styles' butt.
Someone on Twitter called him MAGA AJ and I couldn't stop thinking about it. Which I'm sorry.
I don't like AJ Styles. It's okay.
No, but like, I just want him to be better. Anyway.
I want him to shave that fucking goatee thing he has.
At least he didn't have to deal. Well, his hair is kind of long right now because I remember he was growing it out and I hated his full like mom haircut, his soccer mom haircut.
He had a Karen.
Okay. They did this thing. Jimmy almost ran down that poor ref.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then just to get it, I think he was trying to get Big E like off the ropes, but then who was it? Oh, I think it was Jay picked up Big E on his shoulders and then threw him into the cell again. And then they freaking slow-mo'd it so you could see every sort of like wiggle into that freaking cage. And so even though your husband says everything's aluminum, holy shit. Like,
they did a lot of slow-mo playbacks, and bro, I am for it.
Oh, me too. They're beautiful, because it's just like, you just see every like bit of skin and like wave come off the body.
When they do the slow-mo of the frog splash that New Day did, like, they just look so silly floating in the air until they speed it up and then they hit the person that they're splashing on. But it's fun to see the slow-mos leading up to that.
Yeah.
I had some wrestling questions this time.
Okay, let's see if we can answer them.
There's two, and they're fairly stupid, I'll admit. But, you know, they're questions and we're going to ask them.
Yeah.
Is there a regulation ring rope color? Because I swear every fucking match, it's a different color.
No.
Okay. So they can be whatever the hell colors you want.
I mean, I guess I kind of always see them as red, but I think everyone's different, because I think, isn't AEW's black?
Yeah. I feel like AEW's is black. And then in this one, they're like blue and the middle one's pink.
And then NXT is yellow.
Yeah, and I've seen pink ones before.
Yeah, and so then
like a
breast I've seen some on Impact, like old Impact, that were blue. Yeah, I don't think it matters.
Oh, okay, interesting. All right, second question.
Okay,
do the wrestlers get to choose what props are underneath the ring, or do they just kind of like generally loaded up with all kinds of bullshit and you pick once you get down there?
Oh, I'm guessing it's a little bit of both. I can't imagine that you would have a match with that many weapons and not kind of know what's underneath there, especially the instruments. That aside, there's not usually that many kendo sticks, so I can imagine that they put those under there to make the kendo stick Joe.
Oh, okay. So, like, got it. All right. It's like a general store for props. Here are your, you know, 5 everyday tools, and then we'll throw in some fancy special ones for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very surprised at Big E's ability and agility, because he spears through the ropes. He does, like, a swish where he doesn't even, like, touch the ropes. He just, like, somehow slides through them.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
He also, like, I feel like that man kicked out a couple times, but like, didn't he get frog splashed twice? Twice. Yeah. And he still kicked out. I was like, buddy, it's okay. I know that the championship's on the line, but you took 2 of those, dog. Like, I don't know.
Dude, and at one point that's towards the end. Oh, and then the fucking Usos bring out handcuffs.
Oh my god, the handcuffs, yeah.
Which I was like, what? They actually look like really long ones too. Like the chain in between the actual cuffs was fairly longer than I'm used to seeing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but handcuffs never work. Cause if you notice towards the back when they were, okay, so when they were had everybody handcuffed, and then Xavier Woods was being put on the ring post.
Oh my god, that was so intense.
Big E was in the back with the ref, and the ref was trying to get the handcuffs off of him. Can we not do handcuffs, guys? It doesn't work.
It doesn't well. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. I did not like the handcuffs. Xavier Woods on the ring post getting hit with more kendos, because that, I don't like it.
It had a definite like Passion of the Christ feel to it.
Oh my god, exactly.
So I had a lot of like weird emotions come up as I was watching it. I was like, if you don't get this man off of the fucking corner of the post and out of those handcuffs. Somehow, though, like, Big E does get the handcuffs off.
Yeah.
Thanks to the ref.
Yeah.
And then, so then fights ensue. And then Woods, out of freaking left field nowhere, comes in and he's getting kicked and hit with the fucking things. And then, still handcuffed, he headbutts the shit out of one of the Usos.
Okay, so yeah, so he fully headbutts one of the Usos. At this point, both the shirts are off because Big E wanted to take everybody's shirt off. He literally took both of their shirts off.
I'm not mad about it.
It's fine with me too. But yeah, so, and at this point, Xavier Woods is kind of like smacking them both in the faces with his handcuffed hands.
Yes. Yeah, there were like some legit face slaps where it was like, oh, disrespect.
And if you think about it, that would hurt if your hands were handcuffed because they're
totally
bound in metal, basically. I was a little sad at the end because I was like, oh no. I didn't want them to lose. I forgot that they lost in this one.
Oh, you sent it and you forgot.
Yeah.
I had never seen Big E take the straps off of his little unitard thing.
Oh, yes.
So he like takes the straps off, whatever. And I'm like, oh shit, we mean business now.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing because it's like, that's like, this is going to sound disgusting. That's like Big Daddy move. Like, okay, let me roll up my sleeves because I'm coming at you.
It was rad as fuck. It definitely lets you know that like tempo is changing. We mean business. We're gonna fucking handle this.
Yeah, but it didn't work out that way,
unfortunately. Not the Usos get him down, or is it Woods that they get down?
They get Woods down in the center of the ring and then put a chair on top of him.
Yeah. I always find it funny to me when a chair goes on top of someone.
It's like a sandwich.
It is like a little sandwich. And then they just fucking climb to the top and another beautiful slow-mo frog splash ensues.
Yeah, this one was called the Double Samoan Splash.
Oh, okay. So it's not a frog splash.
Well, I guess it's still kind of a frog splash, but it has a name. But this is that was their third time winning the championship.
Well, that's freaking rad, I think, for them.
And they do go on to have a few more matches together. So, I mean.
Well, that's right. I think, I don't know. I feel like it could have gone either way. Both teams really put in a bunch of effort and they were really beating the crap out of each other with their kendo sticks. It was insane.
It was a really fun match and I just wanted like a fun little banger that we could, you know, this one didn't feel like work. I don't know if it felt that way to you.
No, I don't think so.
Cause it was like, it was a little bit longer of a match. Not too long. It was still probably under 25 minutes, but
I think it was exactly 25 minutes.
But at the same time, like it just felt really, really fun. And that's why I picked that one. Plus I love the New Day. I feel like the New Day brought a lot of kids into WWE because I mean, they're just fun and they have freaking unicorns and they're silly and stuff. But yeah. At the same time, they're still amazing wrestlers.
Totally.
Kofi Kingston winning his championship is still one of my favorite things to ever happen because it took way too long to happen, but it did eventually happen. The way he lost it was complete bullshit, but that's another time.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah, actually does not have enough patience to get into that. Amanda already had to deal with me complaining for 25 minutes about what's his face, Jim Cornette.
Oh, that's right. We had like a whole talk about it today.
Yeah. So I just ranted for 25 minutes about Jim Cornette to Amanda because fuck Jim Cornette.
Well, and then I was like, fuck the other guy that Jim Cornette hates that I can't ever remember the name of.
Yeah. So Ashley's not in the mood to have rants because she's very done with the world right now. I'm having a cat currently attack my face. So she's going back on the ground. Back on.
Go.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, let's fucking wrap it up. 10 out of 10, would bang.
For me, it's Biggie.
Mine's both of the Uso brothers.
Oh, shit. Wasn't seeing that one.
Ooh,
both Usos freaking for Amanda.
Yeah, dude. Those tattoos are fine.
They're very beautiful men as well. Oh, can I tell you a fun fact?
Yes, fun fact.
So your fun fact for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from them being in the Roman Reigns family, since they're his cousins.
Yes.
Jimmy's wife is Naomi.
Naomi.
Naomi was the one in the neon orange in the Roman. That's his wife.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it. I don't like Roman Reigns right now, but it's because I'm sick of him. Welcome. I was wondering if they were all like related.
Do you remember Rikishi?
Vaguely. The name sounds familiar.
He was a real big dude who used to put his butt in people's faces.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's their dad.
Aw.
So, I mean, yeah, it's like a wrestling family, basically.
I love wrestling families. I don't know why. It just makes me like love it so much more for some reason.
It happens a lot too, which is kind of cool. So that was your fun fact for today.
Wrestling feels like a legacy thing. Like if your family wasn't a wrestler, you're not getting in.
Well, I don't think that, but you know, it probably helps a little bit.
It probably does. Okay. So what's your entrance music? New segment times two, second time doing it, whatever. You know what I mean, guys. So I think last time I said my solo entrance music would be Parkway Drive. This week, we're going to go with The Misfits' Attitude.
Which is literally Amanda's theme song.
I fucking love that song so much. Seriously, though, that is probably like my theme song. Okay, so like Parkway Drive, I'm Babyface. And then Misfits' Attitude is when I turn heel.
That's your shitty heel song?
My shitty heel song.
Nice. I love it.
My choice for our tag team popped into my head randomly, and it's a song I fucking hate.
Oh.
So I'm doing this for you.
Oh.
I don't even know if you really like the song, to be honest. I just know that, like, for some reason, it's always you that says this, and then it's stuck in my head forever.
Are you doing it?
It's Piebald. Hey, you're part of it.
Oh my God.
Do you actually like that song?
I absolutely love that song.
Oh God. I love you. That's it. I love you. That's why that's our entrance song for this.
It's called American Hearts. I want to preface that. No, sorry.
Absolutely not. It's called Hey, You're Part of It.
That's the part I just yell at you every time.
Because it's the only part of the song I fucking know.
Yeah. Okay. Mine is this week. My singles entrance. I want to say kind of shitty heel Ashley, but also kind of not. It comes from classic wonderful artist Peaches.
Ooh.
Not the song everyone thinks it is, but it's Boys Wanna Be Her. It's Ooh, amazing.
That's a good one.
And it just is like, it's all confidence, all shithead, like it's fun.
It could be a heel twist, but then it could also, like, it could totally be a babyface song, too.
Oh, totally. It really could flip-flop. It could just be, like, I could be tough-ass babyface or shitty heel. This one, you might not know. It's my one for us. I want to play you part of it.
Okay.
It's literally just the beginning part. I will play it for you. I probably won't include it in here because I don't want to get in trouble. My tag team song is Rock and Roll Evacuation by Electric Six.
Oh, okay. So I know Electric Six. I do not know this song, though.
So let me play this one part because you need to know why I picked this.
Okay. Bro, low key, I think Electric Six might be one of the best bands ever.
I have seen them the last 4 years.
Oh, my God.
Every year aside from last year, I mean, RIP 2020, they are one of the best live bands ever. So go see Electric Six if you can. They, even if you only know Gay Bar or High Voltage, whatever.
Gay Bar is such a good song.
But they're just fun. They're just super, super fun.
They are really just great, like, pump it up music.
For reals, yeah. So those are my two for this week. And I cannot wait to end this podcast, as much as I love you, Amanda.
I know. It's just such a rough week.
This has been the most chaotic episode we have ever recorded.
Yeah, we're usually really professional, but...
this has been fucking rough.
Yeah, this week. Sorry, everybody. We promise to come back strong next week.
It's just going to be fun, chaotic energy. We hope you enjoy it. And with
just, you know, come back next week when it's good again.
Yeah, when I don't have a cat trying to eat my face in the middle of this.
Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. You can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
Or on Twitter at
HTTWPod.
And there's always the good old-fashioned email,
which is hell2paymanagement@gmail.com. Hell 2 is in the word 2, paymgmt@gmail.com.
Bye!
Bye!